This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The temperatures were delightful last week. I hope you had a chance to relish in them and in the sunshine, too. Two ingredients ripe for sap flow. Many years ago, a friend tapped the silver maple trees on his land, something he'd wanted to try but had never had the chance. You don't need sugar maples to make some great syrup. The only difference is the sugar content in the tree sap. This land also has a number of box elder trees. They are a type of maple that can also be tapped for syrup, but expect to get a pint of syrup out of 40 gallons, while a maple tree will deliver a gallon of that liquid gold from 40 gallons of sap. Interestingly, the United States and Canada are the only countries in the world to produce maple syrup. Additionally, only about 19 states produce maple syrup, with Vermont the top producer. It's a completely natural food, meaning nothing is added. Only water is evaporated from the sap. You need several freeze-thaw periods for a good sap flow, so the temps need to drop below freezing at night and then rise above during the day. A tapping tree should be at least 10 inches in diameter from 4 feet above ground. You can generally get 10 to 12 gallons of sap per tree. So if you have a few maples in your backyard, you could make yourself a good batch of maple syrup. And there is nothing like the real deal. Now's the time to get started. March is a key month for sap flow as the trees stop flowing once their buds set. The Minnesota Landscape Arboretum in Chanhassen has a yearly pancake breakfast to die for. We'll talk about the process of tapping and making your own backyard maple syrup tomorrow. In the meantime, check out gardenbite.com for more information. Check out my Facebook page where I have plenty of pictures on maple syruping. And of course, send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.